world of news.
Tomorrow's headlines today. Good afternoon, Klamath Basin. It's Monday, August 13th, 2018. I'm Kurt Lidke with the Herald and News. Here's a preview of stories that you can find in tomorrow's edition of the Herald and News. These are tomorrow's headlines today. On Friday, Reach hosted a community open house for the public to demonstrate the expansion of Reach Incorporated's facility in Klamath Falls that serves people with developmental and other serious disabilities in Southern Oregon. The project allowed Reach to formally acquire the Maywood Mill site, where it has operated for years, and a former bank building nearby, and renovate those facilities to eventually offer enhanced services to its program participants. The open house was a way to bring in community partners and demonstrate the products and services offered, as well as to show the physical sign of their evolution. Reach began in 1987 as a place to help people who experience intellectual and developmental disabilities find opportunities. Back in January, things looked bleak as funds had dried up, forcing a looming shutdown of the Integral Youth Services Youth Center across from Mills Elementary School. Opened in 2002, the center operates as a free, supervised, low-key setting for kids to unwind after school, bridging the gap between when kids are released from school day and parents returning home from work. Thanks to extensive fundraising efforts throughout this year, the center has been saved, at least for now, with a goal of $120,000 met to fund operations for the next year. IYS staff, kids, families, and local organizations all pitched in for an extensive fundraising campaign to save the center, which features pool tables, foosball, video games, books, arts and crafts, and even homework help for kids after school. A composite interscholastic mountain biking team has been formed through the Oregon Interscholastic Cycling League and National Interscholastic Cycling League, or NICA. Comprised of students from middle to high school, it has been practicing at Moore Park throughout the summer for their preseason. Recently, they have modified their workouts due to the extensive smoke with indoor workouts with circuits or bike stands, the same training that would be used during times of inclement weather. The team's first race will be in Newport on September 9th. Thanks to improvements in air quality, Ella Redkey Pool in Klamath Falls was finally able to open with its normal hours for the first time this month. The only year-round outdoor public pool in the region was able to open as early as 5:30 a.m. on Monday since air quality levels in the Klamath Basin have improved. Though the past 2 weeks have had air quality levels ranking between unhealthy and very unhealthy, the air quality rating was only moderate with an index rating of 67 on Monday, a welcomed return to breathable outdoor conditions after a long summer of heavy smoke. The pool is forced to close on days that the index amount hits 151 or higher in the unhealthy range, which has happened throughout most of August so far. And those are just a few of the stories you can find detailed in the Tuesday, August 14th Herald and News. Be sure to follow us online via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, SoundCloud, and of course, heraldandnews.com. You can also subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. Be sure to check back each day for the latest podcasts, videos, and breaking news impacting the Klamath Basin. And thanks for listening.